Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
New president.
We have to get back to a great country.
And new news.
When it's new.
I hear it on the sky first.
This year, open up your shiny brand news day.
We made history for a reason.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
You know, for my next huge ratings bonus, Greg, I think I'm going to forego the huge cash.
Really?
Deal, yeah.
You're not taking the cash option like the lottery winner would.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I will take it in trade. I'd like a Jeep Apocalypse.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen them?
Oh, man.
It's like a tank. It's got four back wheels. I don't know how else you explain it. 6x6,
they call it. Well, think about a Gladiator with two rear axles.
Yes.
Is how I would describe it.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
You know what they should do with those rear axles?
What's that?
Make both of them dualies.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
It's like Mega, Quattro, Quadra. Hydro, yeah. Whatever.
It's
all
huge.
That.
Those are cool.
Not exactly looks, real utilitarian. Parking spaces, especially in Gainesville, where you're supposed to have a little electric little Prius. Everybody has one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the irony
but they are
that.
Cool. Look them up. Jeep Apocalypse. I'm not trying to sell them.
We got nothing in it. We just like one.
They're just cool.
You know, the worst, and it's not their fault, the building that was the original Sam's, which is now Rural King, which I always stop by for the popcorn, has the worst parking lot as far as parking lot, the actual parking spaces size. Yeah.
Widths.
When I had my Mini Cooper, it about fit in one perfect. But here you've got what's now a Rural King, which, again, I love, with the world's smallest parking spots.
Where people drive pick-em-ups.
A lot of trucks and SUVs, and it's like... They're parking sideways. They're parking on the sidewalk. I always park way out just because it's so crazy to try to even.
Hey, you know what? They're lucky the city doesn't take half their parking spots away because they've done that to other businesses. I'm not exaggerating.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, my ratings bonus is probably not going to be enough to cover that. So,
well, a used one's still six figures.
It might just. Well, it depends on where you put the little dot.
Yeah, and
if you move that dot around a few spaces.
Dots and commas mean a lot on a paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if there's not a comma.
Look, I'm not complaining. We've been pretty fortunate getting into that bonus round type stuff. So, No. Even if I had the money, that's a little over the top, that vehicle.
Oh, I love it.
I could think of, spending crazy money on other things that are probably equally as stupid, but you'd have to have a lot of money. And what would be the justification anyway? Like, what would that vehicle, what could it do? It looks like you probably drive up the side of a mountain in snow, but other than that, I mean...
You're right.
What?
I mean, just because you can.
It's just a cool, cool factor.
Yeah.
I mean, why can't we just add another axle to your Jeep?
Well, that'd be interesting.
You tub out another kind of little slot in the back. We could add on to it.
Sure.
We'll get it. Speaking of Rule King, we'd probably get an arc welder, get a good deal on it down there.
Yeah.
Put on a little extra framage. I know the technical term, framage.
I was going to say, neither one of us would know how to use the equipment.
I would figure it out.
It might be a little scary to drive.
Look, there's YouTube. We'll figure it out. Come on, let's experiment on your vehicle.
Yeah.
Craig's like, if you touch it, if you breathe on it, we're going to have an issue.
Kind of, sort of.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, by the way, one thing
that Jeep can't do.
What's that?
Navigate the Panama Canal.
No.
It's not amphibious.
No, it's not.
What were you going to say?
It had nothing to do with that. I was going to mention that we just got confirmed, because you were talking about the whole fog thing a while ago and illnesses and cold symptoms and that kind of thing. There is a lot of stuff going on right now. So tomorrow morning, 8:05, Dr. John is going to be on the Bob Rose Show. I'm working.
Very efficient.
Dr. John, tomorrow morning, 8:05. You know, the whole COVID thing, people still talking about that. There's a lot of stuff going around. So we like to keep you informed. And Dr. John is a great asset to the show for that.
I've been communicating with our friend Nurse Carrie, who was another, like, right in the beginning of COVID, being, like, on the ground, kind of reporting type stuff.
Well, she was, like, up in New York working, wasn't she?
She was,
I remember right.
And there's stories that go along with that and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, we're going to try to settle on a time and a date when she can come in, probably sometime next week.
Cool.
And she wants to talk in general about Make America Healthy Again.
Okay.
And she sees firsthand, you know, patient treatment. You know, I've talked about that on the air a lot.
Yep.
And, you know, taking personal responsibility, the food supply, the poisons, all that. I mean, look, any time that we have some issues where we can take some control, we try to expand on that as much as we can, because what are you going to do? Rely on the government? Same one that's like... fogging us, the same mother won't tell us what the drones are, all of that. So anyway, look forward to Dr. John. Did you say tomorrow, 8:05?
Yep.
If for whatever reason you miss it, you know you can get it on the Bob Rose Show podcast, wherever you normally download your podcast, including the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Another rabbit hole real quick, Odyssey, since I'm telling you about the app. A listener had messengered me about, it's actually on the Odyssey site. If you're having trouble with it, one of the fixes, apparently, I think if you have, I don't know if it's a Galaxy phone or something, but it's specific to it. And it's from Odyssey. In other words, if you're experiencing this, you may be able to do this to cure it. Because it's not always the app's fault.
Right.
We've had our issues with it.
But not everything communicates. It's like you've got one kind of phone, you're trying to send something to somebody with another kind, and they kind of put little things in there to mess that up a little bit.
Is FaceTime an Apple thing? Is that an Apple thing? Like, Apple to Apple, you can do FaceTime?
I get all confused.
Because you know we're going to have to start having meetings with the boss on the... like face-to-face without really being face-to-face.
But that's on a different platform, because there's another one out there.
No, you're kidding.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, here's Bob being a good employee. Okay, you can't see my smile, but it's really...
He is smiling so big.
Smile.
Mm-hmm. His cheeks are hurting.
Yeah.
And he's smiling.
My cheeks are puckering and I'm smiling.
It's cold outside.
That's part of it, too, for sure. Yeah, folks, I mean, certainly you've gotten the memo, or you've got the cold slap in the face when you've gone outside any of these previous mornings. Today, a freeze warning is in effect again this morning until approximately 9 a.m. And, the good news is, you know, we talked to the Florida Ag Commissioner yesterday, Wilton Simpson, and he said this is not – we're not in extraordinary times in terms of – in terms of temperature, you know, if you have long extended, definitely hours, but certainly days, if you have in those sub-freezing temperatures, that's when you can get some real major crop damage, et cetera. He says, right now, we're still in those okay parameter, so to speak.
Right.
And then he made me think about strawberry shortcake. Which, the strawberry festival, have you ever been? Plant City. Have you ever been, Greg?
I have not.
I don't know what it's like now, if I'm being honest. It's been years. I know the whole thing's blown up. It's big. It's huge. It was pretty big even back in the day, like 25 years ago, but now I can't even imagine. But it's all part like of state fair type atmosphere.
Well, and that season is not that far off, the state fairs.
So it just happens to overlap the whole bike week thing pretty much. So,
wow, strawberries, Harleys. What are you going to do?
You settle right in the middle.
Yeah.
Potato. And what you do is enjoy bike week, and then you get on your steel horse and you ride over to Plant City.
There you go.
You could take your life in your own hands and go on I-4, or you could take some scenic back roads. Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Thinking about riding and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Those are good thoughts.
Except on when it's this cold. So.
Well, we need thoughts that are going to bug you.
Yeah.
Coming up next, what's bugging you? Well, there you go. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call in now. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on this Thursday. 97.3 The Sky.
What's bugging you?
Why are people so stupid?
Call now, 877-WSKY-TALK.
They don't have common sense. There's people my age and older that don't understand freedom.
97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Freeze warnings in effect for the area until 9 a.m. It is time, however, right now for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but call in right now. Ready? 877-975-9825. Do not be shy. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Maybe you can take your bonus in a truckload of Thin Mints, but what's bugging me is that Gavin Newsom is basically... I think he should follow the lead of Justin Trudeau and just clock out, leave Sacramento, and resign. As Nancy Pelosi's nephew, he's a hereditary narcissist. Plus, his policies appear to be a little bit dangerous. And no allowed running in 2028. That's what's bugging me.
All right. Well, you've covered quite a few there. I like it. Yeah, Governor Newsom all of a sudden having an epiphany and becoming a person with high integrity. I doubt it.
No, that was funny.
Call in now, 877-975-9825, whatever it is, big or small, political or otherwise, traffic, turn signals, remember those? Yeah. Ooh. Anything you want to complain about right now on What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control, and good morning, Pam, what's bugging you?
Well, Mark hit it on the head. I have to call my sister every day, you know, two or three times a day to find out if the fire is any closer to her up in Ventura County, and I can't get her out of that state yet. She's trying, but she can't. She's not moving yet. And they're saying something that they thought that the fire started with the homeless encampment. You know, that Santa Ana winds are, if you imagine a hurricane blow dryer, that's what it is. They go from any different directions. It's the hottest wind you can think of blowing at hurricane speed. And, you know, no control burns. The homeless encampments were probably what started it. And no water. And defunding the fire department is like California needs to be fenced off and made into one of those movies that Escape from New York. Yeah, you can have California. It's going to be the illegal sanctuary state.
Yep, you covered the territory there very well. I guess the question will remain, if they care so much about these little fish that they don't have a proper water supply to put out fires, what's going to happen with the big fish? You know, Karen Bass.
Oh, see what you did there.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
Phil, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me after all of these years trying to hide from my wife how much I spend on my competition shotguns? She just gave me permission to go out to DuPont Krieghoff and do whatever I want. And that's my, today's my birthday, and that's, I'm going out there and get myself a parkour's crown. And thank you, Maria, my Italian princess.
Aww.
They should have saved that for Smile.
Happy birthday.
Yes, yeah. Happy birthday.
And we don't do happy birthday wishes, but if we did, we would send Phil a big happy birthday wish.
We can't say happy birthday.
And when you get the green light from your significant other for anything that you want like that, act immediately before they come to their senses.
Good plan.
877-975-9825. Yeah, like when I got the green light. You know, you're turning 60. You should have a sports car. How many hours did it take for you to find me a car, Greg? Like two?
Oh, maybe. And we went and drove it, and you bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, hey, we knew. Don't waste any time.
We did what we were supposed to do.
That time.
That time. Good morning, Ralph. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. There's something about the news cycle that helps to determine winners and losers in our life. And I'm hoping that this terrible catastrophe in California doesn't cost the people of Western North Carolina the help that they need.
That is a
very good point, because while you were talking, I'm thinking, what about these floods in Mecca? They're taking lives. Then there's, where was that big earthquake? Tibet.
Yep.
So you've got that, but much closer to home. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
Yeah, and we were also, one of those thoughts was, it's kind of taken Jimmy Carter's time kind of off the news cycle a little bit, or pushing it aside.
Because the stock market closed today and no mail, so...
Yep, 877-975-9825. Last chance, call in now for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Yeah, California was on fire again, and I brushed it off because California is always on fire. And then I saw a satellite picture this morning on Newsmax, and I was absolutely floored at the utter you can't even believe it. And then Joe Biden announces at the conference in front of Newsom that he just had a grandbaby, a great grandbaby, and that was the good news. You just can't even believe it. This man, God bless America.
Yeah, he's been out of touch, clearly, for some time now. It's not going to get any better. We just have to hurry up and come January 20th.
I guess what bugs me from the standpoint of whether it's a Joe Biden or whether it's locally with certain cities or counties who shall remain nameless, we all know who they are, is the fact that these type of people continually get elected. It's like, what is the mentality? I mean, it's like when I'm driving down the road and I see, you know, a Kamala Harris sticker on a car, you know, Joe Biden, whatever. It's like, or maybe they were supporting... You know, bringing GRU back under local control. It's like, you know, do you like a higher bill? Do you like higher inflation? Do you, or do they just, are they so blind they don't even acknowledge that their, air quotes here, leadership are the ones who bring us all these things? And they keep voting for them.
The vast majority of American people have been bludgeoned over the head, brainwashed in schools and by the lefty media that will tell you, hate Republicans. Republicans are fat cats. They're evil. Donald Trump is Hitler, dictator. Like growing up in, being Palestinian, if six generations in a row or more are saying, hate the Jews, kill the Jews, Jews are evil, it's going to take a long time to overcome that. So, In the case of Democrats continuing to get elected, it's going to take a long time to completely overcome that. Look, my significant other, Betsy's got family members in California. I'm telling you, you can tell them all these things. You can go through fact, and they'll agree with it all until you say, okay, well, all that's happening because of Democrats, Governor Newsom, Democrat policies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, then, to quote a meme, and that's when the fight started.
Wow.
If you don't reveal the whole story to them, almost like a test.
Yeah, you're on the same page then.
You're all on the same page. Uh-huh. And then when you go and they hear the T word, Trump.
Yeah.
It's just something snaps in their head. Like they're pre-programmed, mm-hmm. you know? Did you say Trump? And then all of a sudden the automation kicks in.
Amazing.
Automatic hatred and closed ears and
no
debate. All right. We still have plenty we're going to be talking about and plenty of people talking to. Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, is going to join us at 8:05. Stick with us. You won't miss anything. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, borders are...
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
The transition that's so smooth.
24/7.
The news station.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Gift of news.
Stay on top of Florida news.
Weather.
Weather can affect everything.
And traffic.
So you don't get stuck on I-75.
Year round.
It's super important for me to know.
Thanks, Sky.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Man, I was trying to grind up my power shake there. Some raspberries and blackberries.
Ooh. Yeah.
So healthy. I went to the gym yesterday. I only do this, by the way, to place pressure on Greg.
Yes, because I haven't been to the gym in a while.
What are you waiting for, by the way?
Warm weather.
You're invited. Come on in.
Come on in.
Wait, warm weather. Yep. No, they use heat in gyms. Not like the old, you know, days, the dungeons. Yeah.
But I got to walk from the Jeep into the gym.
Oh, that's right. And you are a fragile man with issues dealing with cold. We've seen that here in the studio. If he had his way, it'd be about 86 in here right now. Ooh. A balmy 86.
Balmy.
Good morning and welcome. It's 7:34, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Thursday edition of the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, is underway.
Yes, it is.
How you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Ask me how I'm doing.
How you doing, Bob?
This neck shoulder thing is really getting on my last nerve.
Well, it's probably a nerve.
It could be.
It has. We'll see. And that's kind of what was slowing you down at the gym too for a little bit, because you got to be careful, because you don't want to try to push through something and then, okay, it hurts, but there's a difference between it hurts and, oh, I've hurt myself, as in damaged.
Well, you know,
so you got to be careful.
I was actually feeling good yesterday when I went to gym. I go, wow, it doesn't hurt nearly enough. So like an idiot, what did I do?
You pushed yourself.
Yeah, I overdid it.
And now?
Now I'm in pain.
Who's the fragile one?
Yeah. You got me there.
But you did go to the gym and I did not. So there's that.
I'm trying. That's all, can do.
It's effort.
It's all we can do. Panama Canal. Did we talk much about that? Republican congressman plans to introduce a bill would authorize President-elect Donald Trump to buy and retake the Panama Canal. Representative Dusty Johnson out of South Dakota explained to The Hill that Trump was right to consider repurchasing the Panama Canal and added that the U.S. retaking control of the canal might be an important step toward building a stronger America. I don't think there's any doubt there.
Isn't it ironic that the guy who basically gave it up were his funerals today?
Yes.
It's just an irony of timing.
And
I don't mean that to be critical, but it's like, what was he thinking?
And we were just kids back then, and I remember when they, you know, made that negotiation or whatever, and I said, I was a kid, and I go, that makes absolutely no sense to me.
Uh-huh.
And not that I was some kind of whiz kid, but I did read the papers because I delivered them. So I was like, how does that world security and all the other things and how important that canal was then.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't going to become any less important as, you know, the future moved forward.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand that move from the get-go. And here it is. It's kind of come back to haunt us in a way.
Because you get a blockade there. Okay. Slows things down. Things cost more. All that.
And not just a blockade, you know. There'll be an insidiousness to it. It'll be a slowdown. It'll be, this lock is not operating properly. There's going to be a delay. You know,
right.
It'll be game playing, because that's what it is. It's not like the old days. everything in warfare now is asymmetrical. It is not straightforward because they found that, hey, if your fingerprints on it directly and you can claim plausible deniability and you can claim, well, this was just an anomaly, this was just an accident, you know, it becomes more like a death by a thousand cuts, which is difficult to defend yourself against. All right. What else do we have going on? A top parental rights group has endorsed President-elect Donald Trump's selection for Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon. Yeah. Of the famous McMahon family and the wrestling business.
Yep.
Parents Defending Education Action, PDE Action, describes itself as a nonpartisan policy and advocacy organization, helps to reclaim public schools through policy engagement and advocacy at the local, district, and state level. That group, endorsed Linda McMahon on Tuesday and said they're excited to see her take the helm to launch a resurgence of learning and efficiency into our schools. For so long, for decades, the challenge has always been, how do we bring up the lowest quartile? How do we get the least performing students to perform, to graduate? That's always been kind of the important part and the thrust. And it's not that we weren't allowing the cream to rise to the top, but by not really putting the same amount of effort and resources behind the average or outstanding students, you're putting all your extra resources, if there are any, you're putting resources into that lowest quartile, which, again, really becomes more of a family issue, parental issue, cultural type issue. Those are difficult to address. So we need to kind of refocus. And we need to make sure that we're giving young people skills that are going to be utilized in making a living in their adult life. And we're falling behind other so-called, you know, industrial advanced nations. We're way down. We're like 30th on the list.
Yeah.
That's not, I don't know about you, but as an American, I don't want us coming in 30th in anything. 30th.
No.
You know? Gosh, I'm so old, I remember when Americans said, if you're in second place, you're a loser.
Maybe that American exceptionalism thing that we used to be so
How
proud
dare
of.
You even say that? Is that a thing?
Obama just winced when I said that.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, I think that's one of the areas in which a Trump administration is going to be aggressive and work diligently, and parents are going to have, hopefully, more input, more control over the curriculum and other things, and that we're going to rank higher every year. But these, again, these are long-distance kind of goals, you know? Yeah. We have to keep pushing forward. If you only get, you know, 4 years of the administration and then people, well, yeah, things are good, but, you know, I'm going to go back to the old days and I'm going to, you know, pull that D lever or whatever. No. Uh-uh. You're going to undo and erase the positive things to what? Making America great. And is it time for, like, the Bernie Sanders of the world to, like, step down, take a back seat?
Just go away.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, talk about the people in Vermont not wanting, like, fresh energy and blood in there.
Uh-huh.
You keep bringing back him. By the way, he is blaming the raging California wildfires on climate change.
Called it yesterday.
Okay, so
sure enough.
Let me just ask you some questions here now. Did climate change remove several dams during Newsom's administration, thereby draining what were reservoirs? Did climate change knock those dams down?
No, but ironically, it was a man-made decision.
Was it climate change that eliminated, what, $70 million from the, you know, the firefighters, you know, their amount of money they have to work with, their resource, $70 million, wasn't it, Karen Bass? Took $70 million.
Another man-made decision and not man-made climate change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, this climate change issue, I think for most Americans, has gone beyond just being fatiguing. Mm-hmm. I think they see it for what it is, a way to manipulate people into wealth redistribution around the world. It's going to be very costly for Americans if you continue to vote for people like Bernie Sanders. And but what they do,
they're feeling the burn.
Yeah. Yeah. Blaze is 0% contained. Was that because of climate change or because there was no water at the fire hydrants?
Mm.
It's just, and the low levels of water didn't just occur overnight. No. Newsom was warned about it before he even took the governor's office. By in fact, incoming President Trump.
Isn't that ironic?
Yes, it is. Another one of those things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Irony. Irony on top of irony. So, yeah, climate change is real, not a hoax, Bernie Sanders said. But why does it seem like a hoax then? Why do we not see, you know, 3-4 feet, even a foot and a half of water covering Florida, which by the predictions of Al Gore and the other so-called, you know, scientific experts at the time, that's what they said was going to happen.
Because they have an urgency, because they're taking something that in its natural state, climate does change. Again, that's why you got, you know, you're finding shark teeth where you find them and that sort of thing. But they're taking something that takes thousands,
mm-hmm.
millions of years, and trying to crunch it into our lifetime for the money grab.
Now, Bernie Sanders is, you know, entitled to his opinion.
Yes.
But, you know, does part of that opinion also want to get out some real on-the-ground type facts, like the fact that the mayor, Karen Bass, was not in L.A. when this was going on? She was busy on a trip to Ghana. You know, if there's one thing you can learn how to run a better L.A., that's by going to Ghana. Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's not even a third world country, is it? Oh. I think it's like fifth. Like, you want to find out what the fifth, though?
They're down the list, yeah.
No, I mean, let's a trip to Ghana. You know, why don't you take a trip to Florida and go, what are these conservative principles that are allowing Florida to flourish and Floridians to do so well and maintain lower taxes and have this quality of life? What are they doing there that maybe we can learn from and bring to Los Angeles? No, let's go to Ghana. You know why she went to Ghana?
Why?
Because she wants to see what the future of LA is going to be like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think she found it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It's still smoldering and... But you know what? She very quickly, on her flight back, put together a great speech and answered a lot of questions. Oh, no, wait. She didn't do any of that. She literally was stone cold silent when a reporter asked her. Stone cold silent. It was eerie. If you see it on video, I mean, there's nothing to hear, but if you see her literally just standing there, stone cold. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Plenty more to talk about coming up. Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America at 8:05. Happy Thursday. Stay warm. 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
We have four large fires, no percentage of containment, and the fire is growing.
Trending stories.
Changing the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
And why they matter.
Meta, Facebook.
We're going to get back to our roots, restoring free expression on our platform.
They spent more resources going after nonviolent protesters on January 6th.
North Central Florida's news station, on air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Thursday and it is cold. Freeze warning still in effect for the area until 9 a.m. What are we going to get? Maybe a little warm up on Friday, tomorrow possibly.
I'm ready.
And then there's a chance of rain on Saturday, but it looks like by Monday or Tuesday, we're going to get some pretty cold weather right back.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, and even though that whole storm went through the Midwest with the storm or the snow and the ice and all that kind of thing, a lot of folks up north and west of us are looking at another round of snow coming through. So a lot of folks are going to be getting that.
Yep.
It's like it's winter or something.
One of your big stories today and is going to be ongoing is the wildfires in California. And normally that wouldn't be a huge story. And the only reason why is because it's a regular event. You get these turbocharged firestorms because of Santa Ana, very dry, hot winds, blowing at sometimes hurricane strength.
That's crazy.
You can imagine how, you know, a forest, once they're like tinderboxes, how they're going to react to that. Poof, they're going to go up. What's different about this thing is, we're talking real regular neighborhoods. We're not talking about people have their nice little cabin on the side of a mountain. This is not what we're talking about. In fact, in some of these areas, it literally, the fire moved all the way down to the beaches, destroyed multi-million-dollar, $10 million homes on the beach. It seems impossible that you could be that close to the water and watch your home go up in flames. But yes, that is the case. Oh, one of the side stories. Apparently, some of the few boats that we do have that can utilize water for firefighting from the ocean, like New York, I'm sure has several of those.
Yes.
The ones they did have in California, guess where they sent them? Ukraine.
No. You've got to be kidding.
I'm not. Not kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. And I don't want to, like, overdo the fire thing, because we're going to be inundated with these stories because, well, there's a lot to learn from them. And a lot of it has to do with failed Democrat policies. Tearing down dams, instead of having more reservoirs, they have less. A house is burning down. Firefighters leave the scene. Literally said, can't fight the fire. There's no water coming out of the fire hydrants. And this has happened before, by the way. Part of Berkeley burned down for exactly the same, well, not exactly the same reason. In that case, it wasn't just water shortage. Apparently, they bought all new, like, lines, firefighting equipment.
Right.
And the new outside valve thing that screws on fit the old hydrants.
Yeah. A little detail, like making sure that they work together.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. The most important tool in fighting fires is DEI, not water. It's DEI. I kid you not. We'll dig into that a little bit further. I've got other things I want to talk about, but let's grab a call real quick. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? My four best friends live in Los Angeles, so I've been getting messages from them on the ground. One of my friends lost their home. Best friends have lost their neighbors have lost their homes. It's really sad. And, you know, we joke around and we hear a lot about, like, the evil Hollywood elite institutions, but my friends all work in that industry. And by and large, like 90% of the folks out there are just working class people that moved there from Florida and Iowa, to be production guys and craft service guys. And, that's really, you know, makes up, you know, a lot of the homes that have been lost are these multi-million dollar homes. But there's, you know, a lot of these homes are in Highland Park and Echo Park and places that are just working class places, and they're not going to be able to recover. And what I found is really interesting is you're hearing a lot of reports now that people have had their fire insurance canceled over the last few months. I saw a 90-year-old woman and her husband that have lived in the same home for 75 years, had the same insurance for 75 years, and they had their policy canceled 2 months ago. And I just think, you know, we need to look long and hard. I'm a free market guy and let the market decide. But, you know, when you've got two or three companies that control 90% of the industry, then that's not letting the market decide. And it's really sad. I know, Bob, you've seen it happen here in Florida with the hurricanes and what's going on with the insurance companies here. Same thing's happening out there with the fire. And, you know, we need to look long and hard at, like, is letting the market decide really the right thing to do when clearly these companies are taking advantage of working class people and older folks that have no other option, you know?
So. Well, yeah, no, I agree. And this is a conversation that needs to take place on many different levels. For instance, okay, you work for the insurance company, or you're a shareholder, or you measure risk, right? You're an actuary. And you find out that the water supply in California is way too low to fight any kind of real fire. What do you do with that information? But you tell the powers that be, hey, you need to rectify this. But in the meantime, you're looking out for the risk of your shareholders. I know it sounds kind of cold-hearted, but that's what you do. So, yes, the problem is partially with the insurance companies, but it's partially with the government entities, the people that make decisions about whether they have reservoirs and water pressure, things like that, whether or not they have policies that clean out the underbrush and other fuels that accelerate these fires. I mean, we know all these things, and we call them common sense issues, but yet in California and their leaders out there, it's like the last thing on their list. They want to save the little minnow, and to hell with the actual people. Maybe now that some wealthier people are being impacted to a greater degree, maybe there will be some sort of a real reckoning. Let's hope so, right? All right. One of the other well, you know what? Let me just continue with this real quick. It's a piece from Town Hall, Matt Vespa. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is facing scorching criticism for being AWOL when the fires broke out in the county. She was in Ghana for the new president's inauguration, though her office says she was aware of the fires mid-flight and was hands-on regarding handling the response, supposedly. Okay. There's doubt since firefighters were overwhelmed, there's not enough of them, and there's no water. When asked if she regrets cutting the fire department's budget by nearly $20 million, and I apologize, I earlier said 70, by $20 million just a few months back, and if she owes residents an apology for not being in the country when the inferno broke out, she kept her mouth shut. I mean, stone cold silent. It was astounding. But we also know why she might want to clam up. Going back to her days on the Hill, then Representative Karen Bass, Democrat from California, torched Senator Ted Cruz of Texas on social media for absconding to Cancun with his family during the 2021 winter storm.
I remember that. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So maybe she's been quiet because she already pointed the finger and cast stones. Uh-huh. Also, Mayor Bass was warned about the detrimental impact cutting the LAFD's budget and, you know, and their inability to respond to a large-scale emergency or emergencies like wildfires. So, yeah, it goes on. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk to Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. We'll get the latest on what is going on there legislatively and otherwise. And socialist dictator of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, announced yesterday evening the arrest of two important American mercenaries, he claims, who allegedly wanted to destabilize his authoritarian regime. Wow, what's that all about? We'll dig into that as soon as we get a chance. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on this Thursday on 97.3 The Sky.